WCNO Corporate Underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danvos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Signs. Sometimes there'll be all kinds of things that can happen, but we don't go by that. Amen. Amen. He said, I will do it. Amen. So when you pray, you step back and let God do it. Amen. And thank God for it. And walk away. I remember Kenneth Hagin, I believe it was, that prayed for a lady once, and nothing happened in the service. And she was all upset, and they called him on the phone. He said, no, she's going to be fine. The next morning, whatever it was that he had prayed for, boom, that next morning. Because what did he do? He let Jesus do it. Amen. He prayed, he believed, he left it. Remember Smith Wigglesworth? I love some Smith. They brought a man on a gurney. You know, stage 4 cancer was almost dead. And brought him on the platform, and Wigglesworth is praying for people. He comes up with this guy, and the doctor's with him. And Wigglesworth looks at him, and he punches him in the stomach. Punches the guy in the stomach. The guy already almost dead, and he flatlined. He died. The doctor got irate. He said, the family's going to sue you. This is all written. The family's going to sue you. The family, da, 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 da. Wigglesworth said, he'd be all right. He went on praying for other people. About 10 minutes in the prayer, the guy sat up in the gurney. Amen. Got up off the gurney. Amen. Went to following Wigglesworth, praising God. Because why? He let God do it. He released his faith and said, that's it. God said he would do it. He'll do it. Amen. It's not, my part is over. Here, we sit there and we look and we trying to. Come on. You're taking it to yourself. Jesus just said in John 14:40, ask anything in my name and I will do it. But the prerequisite, the qualification, you got to be at peace. That's where the Zoe life flows from. Amen. The yoke is easy. The burden is light. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. See, you have it. It's just a matter now of releasing. These signs shall follow them that believe. Even demon spirits are cast out. I told the story of a trip in Trinidad once. We had a prayer line. I called a prayer line and so many people came up. And so I was just going and praying, and there was a lady I prayed for initially down there, and she started screaming. And it was a demonic scream. It was one of them screams that, this ain't right. You know, somebody scream when they get delivered is one thing, you know, but this was the devil. Like the woman with the spirit of divination, trying to disrupt. And so I went back down to her and I grabbed her and said, look at me. And she wouldn't look at me. I said, look at me. She wouldn't look. I said, all right, devil. I said, look at me. Then all of a sudden her eyes locked on my eyes. And I could see in her eyes that torment. And I said, you come out of her. Boy, she fell out. But she got up and it was a different type of praise. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Amen. Do you know the enemy is afraid of what's in you?
Amen. Amen.
Here, you afraid of what? You scream all you want to. Shut up. If you mean it, and you exercise your authority, and you have had encounters with God, and you are positioned properly, that devil knows. Paul, we know you too. Okay, leave us alone. Let me tell you something. The enemy is not quick to want to go toe-to-toe with you. Amen. Child of God, understand something. You flip the script on that unrenewed mind. The devil is not running after you. He's running away from you.
Amen.
The gates of hell, the strategies of hell, the plots of hell, all the things of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Amen.
Gates are trying to keep you out. The gates of hell are just trying to keep you out of territory. So when you show up, they're trying to keep you out. But they can't keep you out.
Amen.
For wherever the sole of your foot treads, the Lord said, I've given that to you as an inheritance. Just tread on there. Walk on there. Declare that my property.
Amen.
Amen. He's more afraid of you because you're a child of God. And you're a light bearer. You carry light. And light torments them. It's painful to the enemy when you clap your hands. That's why don't come up in here being no spectator. Just sitting watching folk chewing gum. Everybody praising, sweating, running around. The musicians going wild. And you see, no, the enemy, when we clap, when we shout, when we move our feet, when we move our body. Come on, somebody. Every one of them is sending a frequency up into the atmosphere. The devil running. There go them saints again. I believe they leave when church is really going on. They get out the territory. They finna have church. I'm out. Let me release what I need to release to you tonight, okay? I just want to really lay that foundation. Rest precedes rule. Stop allowing people to provoke you because they will try. They tried to provoke Jesus. They asked him hard questions. They tried to trap him. I love the time they tried to trap him with the woman caught in adultery. They were there ready to stone her and him. We caught her in adultery. The law says she's to be stoned. What do you say, oh rabbi? Tossing his stones up. Jesus was at peace. Father said, hey, just write in the sand whatever he wrote in the sand. And say, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Now, Jesus had a way of trapping you. You know, what could you say to that? I'm tossing, I'm bad as all get out. I'm tossing the stone up, ready to stone her and then him. And he says, you that are without sin, throw the first stone. I'm mixed up now. I'm messed up. Because see, what did he do? He released peace. That rage that was there wasn't there controlling them no more. They got a little taste of heaven right there. They all dropped their stones and walked on off. Your words, your life can be irresistible like that too. God said, I'll give you wisdom that can neither be gainsaid nor resisted. People mouth gape open at the words that you say. Their anger, their wrath all of a sudden just loses all its force as something you said. A soft answer can turn away wrath. It'll strip the enemy of anything to work with. That's why we're peacemakers. Until it was Jesus' time, they couldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. They couldn't come near him, couldn't trap him, couldn't do anything till his time came. So I want to read this. Give me 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 37. Somebody say, the steps of the righteous. This is what I want to release to you tonight, and I want to pray for you. David said, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. The word I'm going to release to you tonight is the word enlargement. Psalm 37, 23, get that up and keep this in mind, write it down. I believe it's Psalm 37, 23. I think that's it. Psalm 37, 23. There we go. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man, of a good woman, of the righteous. And you're righteous not because you do everything right, because you don't. You're righteous because of Christ. Amen. Establish that. Don't let anybody take that from you or confuse you about that. You are righteous because of Christ. At your lowest point, you are still righteous. You cannot become any more righteous. Let me say that again. You cannot become any more righteous, because this righteousness you received wasn't yours anyway. It's not yours, it's Christ's. We have the righteousness of Christ, and we are altogether righteous. Amen. There's no little bit of righteousness. No, we are just as righteous before God as Christ. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody turn on the renewed mind. Come on, believe and receive. Then you'll understand this thing. You cannot become any more righteous. You cannot become less righteous. Now, you might not do everything right. You can learn how to do more things right, but that ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about your standing before God. Amen. How he sees you day to day. The righteousness of Jesus Christ, putting on the breastplate of righteousness that covers your heart. Amen. So the steps of a good man or a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. The Lord is ordering your steps. Now, we just read in 2 Samuel that the king said he was going to enlarge my steps. When I heard this, God showed me that he's about to enlarge your steps. Not just here on the east side, over here on the west side too, and on the south side. Tell somebody, God's about to enlarge my steps. Now that's twofold. He was saying, enlarge my steps so that my feet don't slip. See, some have been on a slippery slope. You know what I mean? It's been difficult. It's been, you know, struggle, warfare, kind of, you know, things trying to steal your peace, steal your joy, all this thing. And so you've been slipping and sliding. But God's getting ready to enlarge your steps so that you're not slipping anymore. You got hinds feet. So you can climb up to your high places. But not only does enlarge mean that he's going to enlarge your step, your footprint, but that he's going to enlarge your steps. You know, some have been taken. But he says, I'm getting ready to enlarge your steps. What would take a long time ain't going to take that long now. Hear what I'm saying? I'm prophesying to you right now. What would take a year would take a month. What would take a month would take a week. What would take a week, I'm going to have it take a day. What would take a day would take an hour. What would take an hour, I'm going to do some stuff in a hurry. I'm going to enlarge your steps, for the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.